Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Mule deer captures in the Sheridan region. Stay tuned. Wildlife managers in the Sheridan region recently conducted two mule deer management projects involving low-level aircraft flights that may be visible to the public in areas along the eastern and western foothills of the Bighorns. These aerial captures of mule deer are part of the statewide mule deer monitoring project. The project is collecting data on five focal mule deer herds around Wyoming, including the North Bighorn deer herd. That encompasses deer hunt areas 24, 25, 27, 28, and 50 through 53. Capture dates were in the middle of January. This is the fourth year of the five-year project that seeks answers as to why mule deer have declined in recent years and identify potential solutions. Final captures will take place in early 2027. Captures took place on public and private land from the Montana-Wyoming state line to south of Buffalo. Captures also took place in the Cody region along the northwestern foothills. Animals were netted from a helicopter by a professional wildlife capture crew, had their blood drawn, and were fitted with GPS collars at the capture site, then released. The collars will collect and store a location every 2 hours, resulting in thousands of data points per collar that will be downloaded and analyzed when that collar is retrieved. The goal is to start every year with collars on 30 bucks, 80 does, and 100 juveniles at least 6 months old. January's captures replaced several collars of adult animals that died in the past year and placed collars on 100 juveniles. Game and Fish wildlife managers will complete a sightability survey of mule deer in the Upper Powder River herd on the west side of Interstate 25 south of Buffalo. Sightability surveys provide a more accurate total number of animals than traditional ground surveys. When combined with classification and harvest data, these surveys can improve annual population estimates. Survey areas are selected randomly. Observers record habitat type, percentage of snow cover, and overall behavior and number of each group of deer. These details help wildlife managers estimate how many deer may be missed in the count and give a more accurate final population estimate. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.